A certificate authority was targeted in an attack. The US and UK banned Chinese telecoms, and millions were affected in a Twitter data breach. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for November 29th, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. This December, I will be doing my annual Biggest Hacks of the Year episode. I do it every single year. So I'm curious, which hacks stood out to you from this last year? Let me know in the comments down below. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news this week. A digital certificate authority was targeted in an attack suspected to stem from a Chinese state-sponsored actor. It affected government and defense agencies as well as the Digital Certificate Authority and appears to be an ongoing attack since its start in March of this year. The hacking group is nicknamed Billbug, aka Lotus Blossom, Lotus Panda, and Spring Dragon, just to name a few of their nicknames. They are an APT, or an Advanced Persistent Threat group, out of China that targets Southeast Asian agencies and organizations. Symantec was able to link these ongoing attacks to this group thanks to tools that this group has previously used and similarities with the current campaign. These tools were used in attacks back in 2019 when the APT group was installing persistent backdoors called Hanatog and Sagarunux on networks in Hong Kong, Macau, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam. In some cases, Billbug also used an info stealer which is called Catchamaz in these attacks. Targeting a digital certificate authority is noteworthy, as these are used to sign software as legitimate. The group could potentially use this to compromise certificates and intercept HTTPS traffic, or they could sign their own malware with valid certificates so it could avoid detection from anti-malware and AV tools. Symantec stated there is no evidence the certificate authority was successfully hacked, and the organization was notified about these attacks. Symantec found indicators that the attack chain starts with public-facing internet applications like WinRAR, Ping, Tracert, MBT Scan, Port Scanner, and more. They believe the files are used as loaders for the backdoor, which then creates persistence, it listens on port 5900, it uploads data, and it could also download files to the infected machine, like one called Stowaway Proxy Tool, which is used by penetration testers to proxy external traffic to an intranet. Technical details and indicators of compromise are also included in Symantec's full blog post. Chinese telecom and electronics companies, including Huawei, ZTE, Hytera, Hikvision, and Dahua, were formally deemed an unacceptable risk to national security by the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, last week, after previously being listed in the Secure Networks Act covered list of risky equipment or services. So the FCC order banning these devices and brands was released on Friday of last week. With this ban in place, Hytera, Hikvision, and Dahua will be required to document what kinds of safeguards they are putting in place for sales of devices for government use and surveillance of critical infrastructure facilities. This report and order applies to future authorizations of equipment, specifying that such equipment cannot be authorized under a supplier's declaration of conformity process or imported and marketed under rules that could allow for any kind of exemptions. This rule implements a directive called the Secure Equipment Act of 2021, which was signed into law by President Biden last November. Now, 2 months ago, the FCC also added the Pacific Network Corp and China Unicom to the covered list as well. And this isn't the only country banning Chinese-made equipment. The UK also announced similar, now banning any installs of surveillance systems at sensitive sites, citing China's National Intelligence Law, which requires that organizations and citizens cooperate with China's intelligence and security agencies. In the UK ban statement, agencies and departments are also advised to consider removing and replacing any equipment which falls under this scope rather than awaiting scheduled upgrades. biggest of shout outs to my Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. Also, we have so many shout outs this week. I'm so excited. So a huge thank you to Marshall, Jeremy, Orlando, Charlie, and Orbis Alias LLC for being a part of the Alliance at patreon.com/threatwire. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorris for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. Also, do not forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about a Twitter data leak. In July of 2021, so this is a while back, a bunch of Twitter data ended up on the dark web forums with a threat actor selling access for $30,000. It was unknown if that data was sold or used, but it included things like Twitter IDs, names, locations, verified status, friend counts, and PII, like phone numbers and email addresses. Now, this was caused by an API vulnerability that was disclosed in the HackerOne bug bounty program for Twitter, in which people could type in a phone number or an email address to find the associated Twitter ID. Attackers found that they could use that Twitter ID retrieval system to scrape both public and private information from Twitter. It was later revealed that the Twitter API bug was being used by multiple parties to scrape information, and Twitter was informed and they fixed the API bug in January of 2022. Now, during the time the API bug was unpatched, Breached Hacking Forum owner Pompom Purin exploited it and scraped 5.4 million records of users' data. They decided to dump all of it for free on the forum this month. Additionally, 1.4 million records belonging to suspended users were collected and distributed as well, so the total is actually about 7 million with private information included. Pompom Purin was not the only person who had used this API bug. Chad Loader, an activist and security researcher, also found a data breach including millions of phone numbers and posted their findings on Twitter as well, shortly after which they got suspended from Twitter. Now, Loader discussed this happened no later than 2021, and multiple sources obtained file samples and confirmed the phone numbers and the data was indeed accurate and real. This data also is not duplicated from the previous leaks shared on forums. So the actual size of this dump is not confirmed, so take this number with a grain of salt. Numbers have been in news articles upwards of 17 million. The data consists of organized phone numbers for users in Europe, Israel, and the US. Now, if you never allowed your account to be discoverable using that API that can allow for searches via email addresses or phone numbers, then your data was not affected. Any user who did allow and enabled discoverability via phone number in late 2021 was included in the dataset according to reports. Now, this setting is on by default, so you can check it yourself in your own Twitter settings if you still have a Twitter account. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you next time on the internet.